Thanks for joining us as we continue to work to make our family strong. We're spending time this week, or speaking pretty frankly, about sexuality in an area where we need to address it boldly from Scripture, and we need to live it out biblically in our lives. As I mentioned yesterday, sex is one of the what's called the big three, along with communication and money, three things that blow up a marriage. So understanding that sex is God's idea and must be lived out by His instruction is critical to strong marriages. And if you're going to have a strong family, you got to start with a strong marriage. Prior to the fall, Adam was in a perfect situation. He was living in the beauty of a paradise, like a paradise man cave. He had uninhibited communion with God, and yet he was alone. Don't miss the bigger truth. Adam's aloneness was not the result of sin. Think about it. God created him that way. And in Genesis chapter 2:18, before sin entered the world, then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper fit for him," or suitable for him. After God had Adam name all the animals, emphasizing his aloneness, he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. And God took from Adam's side to create a woman, a helper fit for him. The word helper is not a second-class descriptor. The word normally is used to describe God Himself. It describes a person who would complete the man. In essence, Adam was a part that needed another part to complete the whole. Man and woman are designed by God to complete each other, to do together what they could never do alone. This completion is powerfully illustrated and experienced in sexual intimacy. Marital sex physically confirms and reaffirms the marriage commitment. God's math of sex is this: 1 + 1 = 1. Father, thank you for the gift of sex. May we always experience it in a way that honors you and honors our spouse. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.